Plainview on Radio Tamworth. But right now, I want to introduce you to a very talented man called Mr. Alan Rowe. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
All the way from Paris.
Yes, Paris yesterday, back here today.
I know, Paris yesterday, Tamworth today.
Yeah. What could be better?
Living the good life, Alan. Okay, so Alan is here because he's part of Good Road Productions, that's right.
That's it, yeah.
And I came to see your productions in Christmas.
Yep.
Just before Christmas, the Christmas weekend it was, and which was amazing. And that was in Whittington.
Yep.
So if you want to tell us a little bit about Goodrow Productions and how that came about.
Yeah, sure. So a friend of mine called Stuart Goodwin, I've known him for 30 years or so. We've been wanting to collaborate for a long time, and he's a brilliant writer, actor and director. And we started to work, and he just said to me one day, we're going to write a musical. And I was like, okay. I've written a lot of music myself, going back a long time, and just sort of went with it. And we came up with 6 tracks, which we put out as a show April 2 years ago, I think it was now, and that went really, really well. So we thought, oh, maybe we got something here. So we carried on writing throughout the summer. I was in The Hired Man at the Garrick, which was great for writing, really inspirational. And we came up with 20 tracks in total, which became Hamlin the musical.
Wow, 20 tracks. 20 tracks. Yeah, you guys are very creative. I've seen you both on stage together. You're very creative. Lots of magic there. Okay, so you've written them and you've produced them as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, so I sort of been producing for quite a long time. I was in a band called Plutonic. We had a drum and bass vocal album out around the sort of time of Massive Attack, Portishead, Morcheeba, that kind of thing, the Bristol sound back in 99. And so I haven't forgotten my skills and carried on going and produced all of these tracks.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, should we play one of the tracks?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, do you want to tell first of all our listeners about the tracks that they can kind of relate to it?
So it's from a show called Hamlin the Musical, which is based on the Pied Piper of Hamlin, and this track is called Rats Are Coming, and it's really when the curse has been unleashed and the rats terrorize the town for the first time.
Okay, here we go.
The plumbing rats are coming down the puddles of the runnels, through the tunnels of our minds. Rats are jumping, fear is coming, rats are calling everywhere. Rats are coming, we're succumbing to the scrambling on the stair.
Running for our lives, in Hamlin all is right. In Hamlin we feed the rats so wise. Running for our lives, running for our lives. Running for our, running for our.
Bite and chain us, bleed and stain us, though we'll run. Still they come with fleas and dizzies, nothing vague about the plague. They bring nothing but the breath of death, the teeth of death. The eyes of death shine bright. Running for our,
that was very dramatic. That was Rats Are Coming, produced by Mr. Alan Rowe. And also, you vocaled on that as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so I sort of mocked up all the tracks in my home studio and recorded all the vocals, and then took the cast into Neon Studio to record it. We did actually perform the whole show back in beginning of 2017, so we took that cast along to the studio to record it.
Excellent. Good times.
Very good times.
So let's talk a little bit about you, Alan. So how long have you been singing for and performing and producing?
Producing going back, well, playing bass to start with back when I was 18, and then producing since sort of 95, 97, singing only since about 2003. My first son was born 2007, Zeffan. He's an inspiration to me, and I started getting back into it properly through him because he's a budding young actor.
Yes, super talented.
Yes.
Following in his father's footsteps, or vice versa.
Yeah, I think he brought it back out of me, so maybe he got it from me, but he gave it back to me.
Yeah, that's cute. That's really cute. Okay, so with this, what's the big dream then, Alan, with this?
Well, I think the tracks are really very catchy, so I think we do have a really, really strong album. The album has now been produced, and it is released. You can get it off Amazon, and it's on Spotify as well. You can buy it off goodroadproductions.co.uk, and that's one part of it, but we actually want to take the show all the way, really. So we're looking to get theatre groups to play it, schools in particular. Any schools out there fancy giving it a go, get in touch. And once the show has been around a bit, we want to sort of grow the grassroots and eventually get it through to the West End.
Absolutely. And I know there's lots of talented people here in Tamworth who would love to come on board and be a part of it. If somebody wants to get involved with your production company, what do they do?
Just go to goodroadproductions.co.uk and click the Get In Touch link, and we'll see what we can do. We're always looking for any kind of collaboration.
Fantastic. Like I said, there's so much talent as well in Tamworth, isn't there?
There is indeed, yeah.
Would you like to bring the show over here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we're just trying to get it into school, so we've done a bit of a shorter version. The full musical is 90 minutes. We've done a 70-minute version. We probably need to test that. So, we could do that in Tamworth.
Yeah, there are some great schools around here. Also, what you did at Christmas, you did the music from Hamelin, didn't you?
Yep.
And then what did you do in the second half?
Before the second half, we did tracks from our upcoming musical, because we're obviously back writing again. So we sort of did tracks from that. But then we did Christmas Carol by Dickens. And that's really what started Good Road Productions. Stuart was trying to get me acting, and Zeph, my son, was really up for it. So we did a small version of Christmas Carol, which we've done every year for 4 years now.
I am joined right now by Alan Rowe of Good Road Productions. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning again.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, we good? Are you enjoying it so far?
I'm loving it.
Do you like the pink lights?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been telling us about your plans for Good Road Productions. Can you tell us how this next song came about that we're going to play?
Yeah, so this is a long winter, and things are getting tough, and the leading lady called Frau Lighthouse sings this song. It was played by Eva Bailey. She was only 13 when she sang it, and it's worth just sort of saying that Good Road Productions is a community arts idea, really, and it's about nurturing young talent and bringing that through, and this shows that off well.
Okay, brilliant. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yep, so it's A Long Hard Winter.
That to be ashamed of, why do you fraud, do you make such a fuss? Why are you always carping, griping, can you not see it's just good business?
The night I gave you birth, war took him from me. Now he's a distant memory. Disease stole you from me, a victim of
why you make a fuss. You lost your child and you lost your husband. Couldn't take care of life's business. Couldn't take care of life's business. Couldn't take care of life's business.
That was a long, hard winter. That sounded great. And how old was the girl that sang that?
13.
Oh, lovely. Okay. So, you're a community-led project looking for more to join.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's always hard to get casts, and we're always working on new things. We're certainly going to be doing two shows a year. So, yeah, any actors, singers, anyone who wants to get involved should get involved.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we need sort of techie guys as well, sound, lighting, that kind of thing.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so I know you've got another musical in the making as well, or production in the making.
Yeah, this one's a big one. So obviously the first one was based on the Pied Piper of Hamelin the musical. The next one is completely sort of from scratch. It's called The Legend of Dinosaur George Muldoon. And it's going to be crazy.
It sounds it.
Yeah, we've got sort of dinosaurs, zombies, hidden islands, Atlantis is referenced, and then all kinds of capers across this mad island. So we're looking to raise some money, actually. Part of the album sales is going to go towards buying some animatronic dinosaurs, which we want to have on stage.
Oh, that'd my be really goodness. Cool. That would be really... Well, the kids will definitely be wanting to get involved in that.
Yeah.
I can imagine. We're going to be playing another track off the album very, very shortly.
Radio in Tamworth just got a whole lot better. Your voice in the community. This is Radio Tamworth.
Yes, good morning. You're listening to Radio Tamworth. I'm Rachel White here, keeping you company on this very wet and windy Wednesday morning. I'm joined by Alan Rowe from Good Road Productions in the studio. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Yeah, let me turn you up.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. We're having a right little old natter here. He's got so much that he wants to do. Obviously, we're going to be playing another track off this album. Where can they go if they want to get this album?
It's available from goodroadproductions.co.uk, but it's also in iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Spotify.
Awesome. How does it feel? Because obviously when you're creating, how does it feel then to hear the finished product?
It's amazing.
It's sounding really good this morning on the radio.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. It's the reason I'm still doing it. In whatever capacity I can, because I get a thrill out of every single recording I ever make.
Yeah, because I mean, I went to the Litchfield Garrick as well and watched the. I go to see as many local productions and support as many people as I can. And you did great in that, and so did Zephyn, your son.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. How was that experience?
It was incredible. Good Road Productions is actually partly set up to try to create intergenerational experiences. So we kind of wanted to try and have father-son kind of thing and grandparents as well. And The Hired Man was my first sort of opportunity to do that with my son Zephyn. So we've kind of pushed that through Good Road Productions and done more and more of it and encouraged as many families as we can to get involved. Because it's so hard these days to, find common ground with kids.
No, Carl, I know. I know. But you have done it, and bravo to you. We'll give a big shout out to Stuart and all of the cast and everybody that's been involved in Hamelin, behind the scenes as well as on stage. I know that you've all worked really, really hard.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a massive, massive commitment from everybody, time and effort, but worth it.
Yeah, it's always worth it. Okay. Let's put another song on then from the album. Do you want to introduce this?
Yeah, so this is called Dark Star, and there's a character called Ernest Ratboy, who's a bit of a diversion tactic, and that was played by my son Zephyn, so he is singing the start of this song, but this is one of my favourite songs off the album.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Something's
lad seeking fame and fortune had. With a swell in his head, put his name upon the map. He'll strut from here in a swagger there, poke your pig and whip your mare, do cruel things to his one you dare. Like a beast that has crept from his murky lair.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
That was great. Zeffin sounded amazing as well. The cast sound really great. That was Dark Star of the album Hamelin the Musical by Good Road Productions. Thank you so much, Alan, for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it's great.
It's been amazing, hasn't it? Having a little chit-chat in our studio. Can you tell everybody how they can get hold of it and what you would like?
Yeah, just please buy the album. Any money that we raise from it basically goes to fund the next project. So get it off goodrowproductions.co.uk or Amazon or wherever you like. But do buy it. It all helps. And if you're not going to buy it, maybe get in touch and get involved.
Absolutely, because it's a community-led project.
Absolutely.
And they want as many people involved as they can. Thank you so, so much. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in and staying with us. It's been a great show this morning. Thank you to Alan. Thank you once again to yourself and Stuart for putting Good Road Productions together and moving forward creatively.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We need more creatives. And we'll get you one in the summer or something like that as well, and you can tell us about the next project.
Cool.
That's exciting.